The long-awaited reunion between Yaakov and Yosef takes place in this week's Parsha, and the language that is used in the Psukim to relate this event begs some questions, which the Chasam Sofer uses as an opportunity to talk about the dangers of acculturation. And we see it as follows. Vayeser Yosef Merkavto. Yosef gets off of his chariot, Vayalik Ras Yisrael, and he goes to greet his father. Vayalik Ras Yisrael, Aviv Goshna, Vayera Elav, and he appears to him. Says the Ramban, what do you mean he appears to him? Of course he is appearing to him. That's why he got off the chariot in the first place, to go greet his father. So explains the Ramban, Vayera Elav means as follows. Yaakov initially didn't recognize Yosef. The reason why he didn't recognize him was because Yosef was wearing Levush Mitzrayim. He was wearing the clothing, the Levush of the aristocracy, of the nobility. And the Mitznefes, the turban, was blocking part of Yosef's face. And it was only when he removed the turban, Vayera Elav, that he appeared to him, that Yaakov recognized who this was. And how did Yaakov react? Vayipol al tzavarav, he fell on his face. He fell on his neck. He fell on Yosef's neck. Vayefk al tzavarav od, and he cried for a while on his neck. But it sounds like there's two cryings. He fell on his neck and he cried, and then he cried even more. What's the significance of the first cry versus the second cry? The Chasam Sofer explains, based on this idea of the Ramban, that Yaakov initially cried because his son was wearing Egyptian clothing. He was wearing the Levush Mitzrayim, and that bothered him. That disappointed him. He didn't know what his son was about, who his son was. He just saw him wearing Levush of Mitzrayim, and that made him cry. We know that one of the defining characteristics of Bnei Yisrael in Mitzrayim was Shaloshino es Malbushim. They didn't change their clothing. But here Yosef changes clothing. Yes, Kavod HaMalchus, their dispensations, halachic dispensations, but nevertheless, to him this was disappointing. Vayomer Yisrael. And how do we know this? How do we know that this could be the pshat, that he cried for this reason? So the Chasam Sofer tells us we can find the answer in the next pasuk. Vayomer Yisrael al Yosef, Yaakov then finally speaks. He breaks his silence and he says, Amusa hapa'am, now I can die. Acharei ra'osi es panecha ki od chachai, now that I've seen your face and you're still alive. But now I can die? Why are we using this in a negative connotation? And what's the emphasis of panecha? Says the Chasam Sofer. He said, I saw your face. Now that you've removed your mitznefes, you removed your turban, and I can see your face, I can see your essence, I can see who you are, I can see that you're a tzaddik, despite the fact that you're wearing levush Mitzrayim, now I can die. Yaakov, as the old-time Jew, didn't understand that it was how it was possible to balance modernity with the traditionalism. He saw, after 22 years, his son wearing Levush Mitzrayim. He couldn't believe it. It brought him to tears. More so, perhaps, than even the reunion. But after he saw his panecha, he understood that Yosef was able to balance modernity with tradition. He could be that modern, acculturated Jew, but have deep and abiding faith and never abandon his Jewish values. Now, Amusa Apam, now I can die, because now I recognize Ki Od Chachai, you're still alive. And this is the danger. The Chasam Sofer was bothered by the Chasam Sofer was scared, perhaps, of the Yosefs of the world who would come into it. There'd be a new generation of acculturated Jews, and to balance modernity with traditionalism was not easy. It was much more manageable to live like a Yaakov, to be traditional in our looks, in our clothing, in our language, and in our behaviors. But Yosef, as a later generation, took upon himself the challenge and was able to beautifully balance tradition and modernity. Whether all of us are successful at it, that remains to be seen. Certainly, it's very difficult to balance our lives as perfect, perhaps, as Yosef did. But that is our challenge. As modern Jews, our challenge is to strike that right balance, to not be afraid to wear the Levush Mitzrayim, but at the same time, maintain our convictions, commitment to Torah, and to mitzvos, and to halacha. Have a wonderful day.